1 John chapter 5. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been begotten by God, and everyone who loves him who did the begetting also loves him who was begotten by him. This is how we know that we love the children of God. It is when we love God and we keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we should keep his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome. For everything that has been begotten by God overcomes the world. And this is the victory which has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not with water alone, but with water and blood. And the Spirit is what gives witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood, and these three unite into one. If we accept the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater, for this is the testimony of God which he has given concerning his Son. He who believes in the Son of God has the testimony in him. He who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony which God gave concerning his Son. And this is the testimony, that God has given us age-abiding life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. I have written these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, in order that you may know that you have age-abiding life, and that you may believe in the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence which we have with him, that if we ask for anything in accordance with his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us with respect to whatever we ask, then we know that we have the requests which we have asked for from him. If anyone sees his brother committing a sin which is not mortal, he can ask, and he will give him life. This is for those who commit a sin which is not mortal. There is a mortal sin. I do not say that you should ask concerning that. Every unrighteous deed is sin, and there is sin which is not mortal. We know that no one who has been begotten by God sins. But he who has been begotten by God is on his guard, and the evil one does not touch him. We know we stem from God, and the whole world lies in the sway of the evil one. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us a mind so as to know the true one. And we are in the true one, in his Son Jesus Christ. He is the true God and age-abiding life. Little children, keep yourselves from the idols. Amen.